No matter what the year or what the subject, Dr. Master's invaluable and inspirational lectures about healing the body, mind, and spirit are just as relevant for life today as they were when they were first delivered. Here now is Dr. Master's with wisdom for daily living that is truly timeless.
Topic today, of course, will be Mother's Day, and if you haven't been in before, our emphasis is on sharing things that we can use to improve the quality of our lives, drawing upon all of the major religions of the world, particularly emphasizing the mysticism that ties all of those religions together, because deep within each and every one of us there is the presence of deity, the presence of God, and that is what unites every person from all religious faiths and customs and cultures together, so that we find that common denominator of spirituality within ourselves to other people. And in so doing, as we become acquainted with it, and we become acquainted with ourselves and what we're really all about spiritually, we then are better able to relate to other people, whether that's in our personal life or whether it's in our financial life, our work, our occupation, our career, whatever it might be. Over a period of time, the more that you get to know yourself, the more that you get to know what life is really about, and therefore you can create a balance and a harmony within yourself, within your relationships to others, that is positive. So the emphasis here is on being positive in terms of the approach to spirituality. We're not concerned with the devil, we're concerned with God. We're not concerned with the negative, we're concerned with the positive. We're not concerned with those things that tend to tear people down, but rather those things that tend to be constructive. And there is a positive side to spirituality and a negative side. The Old Testament emphasized the negative. That is, you had to be very, very careful of a vengeful and a wrathful type of God. And so that was the Old Testament. When Christ came along, it became the New Testament, and the New Testament was really the emphasis on love each other. Get to know God, because the main teaching of Christ was the emphasis upon meditation, going within oneself to find that personal type of relationship. He emphasized going into the kingdom of heaven within. But that's no different than Buddhists who meditate upon the inner self, the higher mind, achieve nirvana. It's no different than the Hindus. It's no different than what all cultures have ultimately looked for in terms of when they're looking for spirituality.